Good evening, Pittsburgh. This is Brian Edward, and you're listening to Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late-night talk show, coming to you from the Center for Media Innovation at Point Park University in beautiful downtown Pittsburgh. Visit us at bergvivant.com for more on this interview and our complete archives in the Vivant Vault, as well as how you can help support our program and Pittsburgh's vibrant cultural landscape. Alexandra Lucien, you will be opening in Turandot with Pittsburgh Opera soon, playing Princess Turandot.
Correct.
This is big news.
Yes, it is.
Now, am I pronouncing it correctly, Turandot, or is the T hard, like a Turandot?
Well, it sort of depends on who you ask. So our maestro is insisting upon us singing Turandot. However, a lot of people also say Turandot. I personally actually am of the school that it should be pronounced Turandot, as it is based on a Persian fairy tale. And the original spelling, this is super nerdy, but the original spelling was such that it should actually be pronounced Turandot, but it kind of depends on who you ask.
So tomato, tomato,
exactly,
Turandot.
Exactly, one of
Turandot.
Those. We could add that into the song.
Well, I'm glad you've done your research. I'm happy about that. Now, this is one of those operas that really gets done a lot. So is it safe to say that this is truly one of the classics? I mean, Puccini, right?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, actually, it's one of the top 20. I believe it's number 17 or something like that that gets done around the world. So yes, it's extremely popular.
So not only is this a major, major role for you, but it would be considered your first major operatic role. Is this correct?
Not exactly, actually. This is my main stage debut here in Pittsburgh. So in Pittsburgh, it is my first major debut. But I actually do a lot of the Puccini heroines. I also do Tosca and Butterfly, and have done a few of those productions as well. So it's sort of my type. I'm a leading lady type. So that's what
hey,
I
do.
If
there's a type to have, that's not a bad one.
I mean, it doesn't suck and the check clears, so what can I say?
Well, you do have a very powerful presence. I'm getting sort of a callous, Maria Callas vibe from you.
I just want anybody who knows me to know that I did not say a word about Maria Callas. First of all, the things you need to know about Maria Callas are, she is my favorite. I do, in fact, own a life-size cardboard cutout of Maria Callas that I sort of stole, but also was kind of gifted from the Lyric Opera of Chicago.
I was gonna say, where do you get that?
Hallway.
You gotta boost that from somewhere. Okay.
Yes, exactly. And I am Greek, so Callas is, you know, basically a part of my soul. So I'm so flattered that you said that.
You
to
exude
me.
That because, you know, we hadn't met until just before the interview, but I saw you walking across the street into the studio. I'm like, that's gotta be her. I mean, that's an opera singer walking across that street.
We can't hide it.
Right. So it's really fascinating to catch you in what I might consider to be early in your career.
Yes.
Turandot, I was doing some reading on it. Princess Turandot is a notoriously difficult role. Some of the things I was reading were saying that, you know, some opera singers are, you know, maybe stray away from it because it's such a strain on the vocal cords. It's a real challenge to do. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, are you kind of like, is this your Mount Everest this early in your career? How are you feeling about this?
Well, you know, I sort of feel like it's Mount Everest one. There are many different types of Mount Everests in opera. And this is a role that I've never done a role quite like this before. The things that make it quite challenging are the fact, first of all, that everybody's been waiting for you to come on stage for the first half of the evening, because Turandot doesn't sing until Act 2, Scene 2.
Oh.
And so it's called Turandot. Everybody's talking about you the entire time, but we only see glimpses of her in the first act, sort of making these gestures and, you know, things.
This is good catch up on your soap operas backstage.
Exactly.
You
know, it's been all the Netflix.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yes. And then when you come on, you're on. This is, that's sort of the one of the hardest things actually about the role, is that this presence has sort of been created that you walk into and you have to carry. And not to mention the fact that you enter on some of the most difficult singing in the entire role. So I'm nervous, excited, everything to do this, but I feel ready to do it, actually. And even though I am of the younger sort to be taking this on, I think it actually provides kind of an interesting challenge, because one of the things that people sometimes forget is that Turandot herself is actually a young teenager who I know. It's always the way it is. These young teenagers, like Butterfly is 15, okay. And then she sings by herself in this, you know, in this opera for like 2.5 hours
yeah.
and is screaming her guts out. And Turned On is very similar. And so that's what I'm hoping to bring to the role, actually, is a youthful quality to it so that we can sort of get back to her being a teenager.
And what's really incredible is this is a little bit of a full circle situation mm-hmm. for you, because you were a in the Pittsburgh Opera's resident artist program.
Correct.
Earlier in your career. So how long has that been since you were a resident artist?
I was here from 2010 to 2012. As a resident artist. But actually, my journey with Turandot started before that, because Turandot was the first opera that I ever saw as a young teenager myself, and it happened to be at Pittsburgh Opera.
Wow.
And then, when I came back as a resident artist, we debuted this production. So I studied the role of Turandot when I was here with this production. So it's kind of crazy to come back now at an age, you know, above 30. You can figure it out for yourself. And be doing this for the first time, and I sort of, my hope really is, in this, on a serious note, is that I'll be able to influence another teenager in the audience, sort of the way that person influenced me.
It's a beautiful story.
What can I say?
And also that you're kind of sort of getting to do this in your hometown. You're from Canonsburg originally.
Yes.
That's, you know, kind of on the outskirts.
Yeah.
Also home to Perry Como and Bobby Vinton.
It's true.
So you've got some big shoes to fill as far as classically trained musicians
I
from
know.
Canonsburg.
What can I say?
I don't know if, you know, they ever dabbled in Puccini, but... you know, I think soon you might be the third name that we add to the From Canonsburg roster.
Hey, I'll take it.
Como, Vinton, Lucien.
I will take it. I love it. There's a nice ring to that.
There is. I can see the posters on the wall. So what are you most looking forward to about this production in particular with Pittsburgh Opera?
Honestly, I sort of feel like, in a way, I kind of answered that earlier, because I'm really excited to show this other side of Turandot. This is actually something that the director also was very passionate about, and sort of, you know, reminding everybody that she's a young girl and she's actually very vulnerable. And so that's one of the things I'm most excited about with the production itself. But I'm also really excited just to be doing some really great opera in my hometown. I mean, the entire Greek community is coming to
Opa!
Opening night.
That is Greek, right?
That is Greek,
okay, right.
Correct. So that's going to be super fun. And it's sort of nice to be exposing a lot of people who wouldn't otherwise go
right.
to this opera. So I don't know. One of my missions is to always bring opera to new people. And so I feel like I'm really doing that with this.
Well, we are thrilled to see it. March 25th through April 2nd. There are 4 performances, and tickets are available through Pittsburgh Opera. .org.
Fantastic.
Cheers to you. Break a leg? Is
Thank
that
you.
What they say?
Yes, that's exactly what they say.
Excellent. We'll look forward to seeing you on stage.
Excellent.
As always, thank you for listening, ladies and gentlemen. Be sure to watch our video portion of this segment and more at bergvivant.com. We'll see you here next week on Berg Vivant, Pittsburgh's late night talk show.